Jell-O, everybody. The Jell-O family of desserts presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Telch as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now for the Aldrich family. One of the things you remember best after you've grown up is the number of the house and the name of the street where you spent your teenage. And no doubt it was something like 117 Elm Street where Henry Aldrich lives. It is early morning, and the scene opens in the Aldrich kitchen.
Sam?
I'm in the basement, Alice.
I know, dear, and could you please shovel the coal a little more quietly? You'll wake the Kilmers next door.
Alice, coal is not something you can shovel quietly.
Well, please try. It's just a quarter to six. Mary, are Henry's pancakes done? Dear, open your eyes before you stumble and fall into the skillet.
Yes, Mother. My goodness, I can't see why Henry had to force us all out of bed in the middle of the night simply because he has to go to work.
Dear, he didn't force us. We volunteered.
Who did? I did?
Yes, dear.
Mother, I couldn't have. That's one thing Kermit impressed on me after he got out of the army. Never volunteer for anything.
Mary, if your own brother shows this kind of ambition, the least you can do is cooperate and see that he gets off on a full stomach.
Alice, where's the whisk room?
Sam Aldrich, how did you get your pajamas that dirty?
I got into a landslide.
Where?
In the coal bin. Where's the broom?
Hanging behind you. My goodness, you're certainly your son's father.
When you're shoveling coal in the middle of the night, what can you expect?
Now, Sam, don't you grumble, too. You're the one who's always after him to show more initiative.
Well, I didn't mean for him to show it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Now, Sam?
Besides, his schoolwork is just as important as his initiative. He and Homer will never get those circulars delivered before their first class.
Sam Aldrich, you certainly don't have much confidence in your own son.
Now, who on earth...
I'll get the phone.
Would you like some pancakes too, Father?
Mary, pancakes are not something you eat when your stomach's still asleep.
Henry, are you drinking your milk?
I'm just starting to, Mother.
Hello?
Alice, this is Elizabeth Brown. Has Will showed up at your house?
Will?
My husband.
Is he on his way over?
I don't know. He was half asleep and I sent him out for the milk. And he opened the back door and just kept going.
Oh, my goodness.
So if he shows up there, would you give him one of Sam's robes and some bedroom slippers and send him home?
Yes, Elizabeth. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, and Alice.
Yes, Elizabeth?
You don't think this job will be too taxing on Homer, do you?
Taxing?
Well, I took him to the doctor last month, and Alice, the poor boy has practically no metabolism left at all.
I'm sure it'll do him a world of good, and I'll keep an eye open for Will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mother, is there anything on that telephone table besides the telephone book and the memo pad?
No, dear. What are you looking for?
A perfectly wonderful letter I got from Kermit yesterday. I thought as long as I'm up, I'd sit down and answer it so he could see the effect it's having on me as soon as possible.
Dear, this is no time to be answering letters. Please see that Henry gets his pancakes first.
Yes, Mother. But I could very easily do that and write the first draft at the same time.
Mary, the morning's complicated enough as it is. Henry, are you eating?
Sure, Mother. Look, I'm already halfway through my half a grapefruit.
Well, that's fine. Then drink your milk.
Hey, Henry.
In the dining room, Homer.
Hi, Henry. Oh, good morning, Mr. Aldrich.
Homer, dear, it's me.
Oh. Oh, sure.
Are you ready to start, Hen?
Just as soon as he drinks his milk and has his pancakes. I'll go see what's holding them up.
Give me room at the table, Henry.
And what are you doing?
Stuffing the rest of the circulars in these envelopes.
Gee whiz, Homer. Haven't you done that yet?
Henry, I'll be done by the time you're finished eating.
Here are your pancakes, Henry.
Oh, it's about time. Boy, don't you realize we have to be in school by 8:30?
Well, my goodness, that's a good example of the appreciation you get around here for working to the bone. Would you mind standing up?
Gee whiz, what are you looking for?
Nothing. You can sit down. I just thought the letter might be on your chair.
Henry.
What?
Who was that?
Mary.
Your sister?
Well, sure.
Well, I'll be darned. What were all those things sticking out of her head?
Curlers.
Yeah? Boy, you have to get up pretty early in the morning to see what a girl's like under everything.
Homer. Homer, what are you doing?
Hey, circulars in the envelope.
No, you're not. You just stuffed the paper napkin into that top one.
I did?
Gee whiz, open your eyes. What was that?
Nothing, just me and the hall clothes tree.
You ran into it, Father?
No, it jumped out and attacked me. Henry, I want to make one thing clear. No matter where you are, no matter how many circulars you have left to deliver, at 8:15 you're to drop everything and make tracks for school.
But, Father, we have to finish.
Sure, we've already been paid $2.
That's your responsibility. You're just to get to school on time. Is that clear?
Yes, Father. Come on, Homer. Let's start.
But I'm not finished stuffing.
You can do it on the way.
Sam, where are the boys going?
To work.
Goodbye, everybody. Hi-ho,
but Henry!
Hi-ho.
It's off to work we go.
My goodness, Sam, why did you let him go before he finished his milk?
He'll survive, Alice. Now, come on.
Where?
Back to bed.
Before we clean up?
Before I fall flat on my face. Come along.
Mother, I can't find Kermit's letter anywhere.
Mary, it's 6:15.
But Father, I have to find it. Suppose it falls into some strange hand.
Well, suppose it does.
Father, I'd just die. I'd lie right down and die.
Good heavens, what sort of a letter did he write?
Oh, Mother, it was beautiful. When Kermit writes a letter, it isn't just a letter. It's got language in it.
That's novel.
And it isn't the kind of language I'd like strangers to see.
Well, if it was in the house, it couldn't have walked off. Now, where did you have it last?
Well, that's the whole thing. I'm positive I put it on the desk last night.
On the desk?
Yes. I know, because Henry was sitting next to me putting circulars into those envelopes and... Oh, my goodness.
Now, Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
Mary, calm down.
Calm down, Mother, calm down, when my private life may be spread all over town.
Mary.
Mother, Kermit practically proposed. Father, out of my way.
Where are you going?
Out and stop Henry before he ruins my life.
Mary.
Mary.
Sam, stop her. She'll catch her death of cold in nothing but her nightgown and curlers.
Here, doggy. Nice doggy. Listen, dog, can't you go away from that gate and let me get up on that front porch with this circular? But I've only got two more left. Please, dog, come on, be civilized. Look, suppose I give you a peanut butter sandwich for my lunch. How about a piece of layer cake? An orange? Even if I peeled it? All I can say is you'll never get to be man's best friend.
Homer, what are you standing around for? Don't you realize school's in 20 minutes?
I realize, Henry, I realize. The one that doesn't realize is Hilliard's dog. He won't let me through their gate.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Who's that?
Mrs. King, across the street.
Oh, sure. Hi, Mrs. King!
Henry, your mother called and asked me to keep an eye open for you. You're to call home immediately.
I am?
Henry, what do you suppose is up?
My father's probably worried about my being late for school. Mrs. King, would you call my house and say things are working out perfectly?
Just that?
And if my mother's worrying, tell her I know I ran out without finishing it, but I'll get some at school.
Some what?
Milk. And thanks a lot, Mrs. King.
Henry, why can't we skip this house?
Homer, we were paid to do this job right. The trouble is this dog thinks you're afraid of him.
He does?
Sure.
Well, he's a pretty smart dog.
Here, just watch me handle him. Listen, doggy, get away from that gate and let me in. Well, I guess it won't hurt to miss just this one house.
And we can leave the two circulars at that house where old Miss Fletcher and her older sister live.
Two? For one family?
Henry, I heard they're not speaking to each other. And we wouldn't want one of them missing a swell razor blade sale, would we?
No, I guess not. Come on, and let's hurry.
What for? We've got plenty of time.
I know, but I want to get to school a few minutes early to look over my composition.
Composition?
That's due today for English. Didn't you write one?
Not yet. I was planning on writing mine during study period on my father.
A whole composition in one period?
Well, I'm not exactly writing a whole composition. I'm taking the one I wrote for history last week, and where it says Abraham Lincoln, I'm erasing and writing in Will Brown.
That's not a bad idea.
Sure. Especially if I keep a carbon copy to show my father. Let's cross the street.
Okay.
What's yours about?
That trip we took to Washington last year. I spent 3 days writing it. It's even illustrated with the snapshots we took in front of the White House and places.
No kidding. Am I mentioned?
I'll say. Let me read you what you said to that guard in the Treasury.
You go into that? Do you explain I didn't know the money was real till after I picked it up?
I'll read you the whole... Well, gee whiz.
Can't you find it?
Well, hold my lunch while I go through the rest of my pockets.
Are you sure you wrote it, Hen? I mean, you don't suppose you just dreamed you did?
Homer, it was no dream. I put it right next to my plate this morning so I wouldn't... Oh, boy.
What's wrong?
Oh, boy. Homer, what besides that napkin did you stuff into those envelopes?
Yes, dear.
Frank Anderson, please put down that paper. I know you don't like to be upset at breakfast, but this isn't a letter that can be ignored.
Letter? From who?
Henry Oldrich to your daughter Kathleen. When I got up to close the window at 6:30 this morning, I saw him sneak up on our front porch, put this letter in our mailbox, and then run off down the street.
Oh.
The only reason I happened to read it was in a plain white envelope, and I thought it was a circular. Just read it.
Now, Phyllis...
Frank?
Very well. But I think we should leave the kids alone. When they get to our age, they'll have trouble enough to... Who's Kitten Face?
What?
Kitten Face. That's the way it starts. Dear Kitten Face, and it's signed Honey Bunny Boo.
Dear, it's what's in between Kitten Face and Honey Bunny Boo that scares the daylights out of me.
What could a couple of kids write that could... Oh, good heavens.
Good heavens indeed.
But did you read this part about...
About what?
Well, never mind. Phyllis, this is practically a proposal.
I know. What are we going to do?
We're not going to do a thing.
What? But, Frank...
Oh, the trouble with you, Phyllis, is you don't recognize a joke when you see it.
Joke?
Well, of course, no kid could possibly write a thing like this in all seriousness.
Well, I'm sorry, Frank, but I can't bring myself to regard the possibility of Henry Aldrich as a son-in-law as a joke.
Yes. Well, if you like, go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
Speak to Kathleen.
Me?
And make it quite clear I'm behind you 100%.
Well, Frank, I was planning on you talking to her.
Me?
My goodness, what's a father for?
Well, to have man-to-man talks.
Oh, but Frank...
Now, Phyllis, don't look at me that way. Just remember, I was the one who wanted a son.
Hello?
Hello, Acme Cut Red Drum.
Hello, look, I only have a few minutes before the first bell rings.
Church bells? No, we don't carry them.
What? No, I'm calling about your circulars.
Oh, yes. Our special this week is 2 packages of razor blades for 24 cents.
I know, I folded them.
Razor blades?
No, the circulars.
Oh, of course. How many packages shall we send up?
What packages?
Aren't you calling to order?
Mister, you're not listening. I'm one of your boys.
Oh, no wonder you didn't make sense.
Huh?
Miss Horace or Fred?
What?
Why aren't you in school?
Well, I am, and I'm not one of your sons.
Oh.
Well, I was delivering for you.
Could you speak louder? We seem to have a bad connection.
Has anyone called and said they found my exciting and educational trip to Washington in with one of your circulars?
Washington? You're going to Washington?
What?
Well, have a nice time.
Well, look.
Don't miss the Bureau of Standards.
You don't understand. This is for class.
They're all going?
What?
Oh, now I get you. The whole class is going to Washington, including my boys, Horace and Fred.
Mister, please.
Fine idea. Be nice to get them out of the house for a few days.
Gee whiz, listen to me.
Good morning, Mrs. Clark. Come right in.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could spare a cup of powdered sugar.
Of course. You must excuse my appearance in my kitchen. I got the most peculiar piece of mail today, and I'm afraid I spent most of the morning trying to make head or tail of it.
You don't say.
I think I finally got it figured out, though. I think it's a sort of travel advertisement.
It is?
Well, the thing that threw me off is the clever way it's done. You see, it's supposedly written by this young boy who'd never been to Washington before.
Well, that is clever.
And judging by the grammar and some pictures that are on it, it's obviously a refugee child who hasn't been in this country long.
Why, you don't say. Well, I got a very strange thing in my mailbox, too.
A travel ad?
No. It was a plain white envelope with a paper napkin and half a pancake in it.
Don't say. You don't imagine it has something to do with those jackpot radio programs.
You think so? Oh, my goodness, maybe I ought to go home and sit by my phone.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
You just reminded me of something I forgot to do. Excuse me.
Number three.
Elm 303.
Elm 303?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Mrs. Aldrich called me this morning to keep an eye out for Henry, and I forgot completely about calling back.
Hello?
This is Mrs. King. Is Mrs. Aldrich there?
No, this is Mary. Mother's going through the attic.
Spring cleaning?
No, she thought it might have gotten up there somehow, but I'm sure Henry took it.
Oh, well, it's about Henry I'm calling. As near as I could figure out, he wanted me to tell your mother that he expected the school to run out of milk.
Mrs. King, you saw Henry?
Yes, he was by here this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Did he leave anything in your mailbox that he shouldn't have?
It was Henry who left that.
You got it? You got it?
Yes, but
Mrs. King, I beg of you. I beg of you. Please tear it up.
Tear it up?
And don't read it.
But I really can't see
what... I beg of you. And thank you. You don't know what a load this is off my mind. Goodbye.
Yes, well, goodbye.
What was that all about?
I'm to tear up that travel ad.
Really? I wonder if I'm to tear up the napkin and pancake, too.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree. And say, Mr. Seymour.
Why, Jell-O, it's Mr. DeHaven, our esteemed Centerville druggist.
Why, sure, and I thought you'd like to know about a new concoction we're serving at the lunch counter these days that's making a big hit.
Well, you know, Mr. DeHaven, my favorite dessert is...
Oh, sure, I know. That's why I wanted to tell you about this new idea all the kids are crazy for.
Jell-O?
Well, you might call it Jell-O and.
Well, go on, Jell-O and what?
Jell-O and ice cream.
Say.
Sure, you just fix the Jell-O as usual, see, in any of the red flavors. When it's slightly thickened, you fold in softened vanilla ice cream and chill in sherbet glasses. It looks so pretty and tastes so tasty, why, even the ladies have been thanking me for the tip.
And so do we, Mr. DeHaven. Jell-O's such a favorite, we're all glad to hear of delicious new ways to serve it. Now, those red flavors, as you call them, would be strawberry, raspberry, and cherry, of course.
And there's also orange, lemon, and lime. They're mighty good, too.
You bet. So look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. It is later the same morning, and the scene opens in a corridor of Central High School.
Miss Eddie, could I please speak to you a second?
Henry, I'm late for my next club.
Good morning, Miss Eddie.
Oh, good morning, Gloria.
But, Miss Eddie, there's something very important I have to tell you.
What is it?
The truth.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, ma'am, I knew you'd be impressed. It's like I told Homer. Boy, Miss Eddie may not give you that impression, but under everything that's on top, she's a person who appreciates the truth.
Henry, just what am I being oiled in preparation for?
Oil? Oh, nothing, Miss Eddie. I just want to explain about my composition I was supposed to turn in to you today.
You haven't done it.
No. That is, yes. I mean, well, you see, Homer and I were walking downtown yesterday, and there was this sign in the window, Boy Wanted.
Your composition is about a trip downtown.
No, it's about Washington.
The one who's the father of our country?
No, the one that's D.C. And this place was having a sale on razor blades.
What place?
That we were delivering for. Only I think Homer stuffed it into one of the envelopes.
Just a moment.
And he threw it.
Just a moment.
Oh, you mean you understand, Miss Eddie?
No, I do not. And I've taken about as many of your complicated explanations as I'm going to.
But, Miss Eddie...
Henry.
Oh, boy, is that Mr. Bradley?
It is, and suppose you make your explanations to him, and I'll expect an excuse from him or your composition.
But, Miss
Henry,
Eddie...
Henry, I've been looking for you.
Mr. Bradley, would you be willing to listen to a very simple explanation of something very complicated that happened to me this morning?
Not at this moment. Please take this.
What's that?
A quart of milk. Your mother dropped by with it a few minutes ago.
Well, gee whiz.
I hope this isn't a subtle form of criticism of the milk we serve in the school cafeteria.
Well, gee whiz, no. Oh, and about that explanation.
Henry, please take the milk. The moisture's running off and taking the starch out of my cups.
Oh, yes, sir.
Honestly, what a principal is expected to do.
Mr. Bradley.
I'm expected to count erasers, settle differences between teachers, mend leaky pipes.
Mr. Bradley.
Leaky pipes? Good heavens, I forgot all about the leak in the boys' locker room. Excuse me.
But, Mr. Bradley...
Later, Henry, I have to call the plumber.
But look, I even have a circular to prove my story.
What circular?
This one, look.
Oh, I see. Very well, here.
Well, what's this?
50 cents. You can get me 4 packages.
Yeah, what?
And in the future, Henry, please do your razor blade selling outside of school hours.
Mr. Bradley, wait. You're not giving me a chance to tell the truth.
I hope I'm not taking you away from anything, Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, no, Mrs. Anderson. Things have calmed down beautifully.
Oh, well, that's fine. The reason I called...
Yes?
Well, you see, Henry left something in our mailbox this morning.
Yes, I know.
You do?
Of course.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I approve completely.
You do? You really approve of his leaving a thing like that in our mailbox?
Well, why not, Mrs. Anderson? He left one in practically every mailbox in town.
What?
Are you upset with Henry, Mrs. Anderson?
Well, I can't say it's the boy's fault entirely. After all, as the twig is bent, Mrs. Aldrich, as the twig is bent.
Come right in, Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bradley.
Take a chair.
Thank you.
I hope you'll pardon my appearance, but we had some difficulty in the boy's locker room, and I was giving the plumber a hand, and, well, I'm afraid I got quite a dousing from one of the joints.
Well, I wouldn't intrude on your time like this, Mr. Bradley, but it is rather important.
That's quite all right. I'm always happy to see one of my mothers. Now, what is our little problem?
Well,
It is a little problem, I trust.
Well, I just spoke to Mr. Anderson on the phone, and he agreed if the boy's family feels that way. That is, well, could you look into Kathleen's marks and tell us if it would be all right if we were to send her to my sister in Chicago for a few weeks?
You want to take her out of school?
Yes.
Come in.
Mr. Bradley, I ran all the way downtown during study hall, see, but all they'd give me was 2 packages.
Packages? Of what?
Razor blades. That's their rule. Just 2 to a customer on the special. So here's your change. And now, about my
Henry, you're interrupting a talk I was having with Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, gee whiz. Hello, Mrs. Anderson.
How do you do?
I was by your house this morning.
I know.
You got that thing I left there?
We certainly did.
Pretty good, huh?
I've seen better. And here, you may have it back, envelope and all.
What? You mean this is my...
And if you're going to leave personal things in our mailbox, might I suggest you address it to the person to whom it's intended?
Oh, boy. Mrs. Anderson, you don't know how I've been trying to put my hands on this.
Mr. Bradley, please excuse my barging right in, but this is a matter that simply can't be overlooked.
Miss Eddy, I have a visitor.
Yes, and I apologize. But, Mr. Bradley, my radiator is knocking again.
Miss Eddy, I can't discuss it now.
But, Mr. Bradley...
You just go back to your class, Miss Eddy, and I'll get to your knocking as soon as I can.
Miss Eddy, I've got good news for you. Mrs. Anderson just located my composition.
Composition? You wrote that as a composition?
Oh, sure.
Well, let me have it, Henry. And don't be late for class. We're going to read these aloud in alphabetical order. You follow, Ruthie.
Yes, Miss Eddy.
That's going to be read in class?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Well, I don't like to boost my own talents, but I think the class will say that's one of the most interesting compositions they've ever heard.
Would you like another cold compress for your head, Mary?
Compress? Mother, the only thing I want for my head is a shotgun.
Now, Mary, you're taking this whole thing much too seriously.
Too seriously? When every person in town knows my entire private life?
Mary.
Mother, if that's a certain person, tell him that as far as I'm concerned, he and I are no longer in the same family.
Mary, really?
Oh, that's okay, Mother. Mary has every right to feel the way she does. Boy, if I had a letter of mine like that read in a...
Henry...
And I just want you to know, Mary, I made a mental note of every kid in that class who laughed. And it'll be a long day before I'll even give them a short hello.
Oh!
Henry, I think you'd better leave Mary alone.
Yes, Mommy. Mary.
Now what?
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, I got an A for your letter. For sincerity and atmosphere.
Mother! I'll get the phone. Hey, Henry.
Don't come in here, Homer. Mary's not in the mood for human company. I don't think.
Listen, Henry, don't get mad. I mean, you know how these things happen.
What thing?
Well, I've got kind of bad news for you. You know that $2 we were paid for delivering the circulars?
You lost it?
No. It just disappeared.
Homer.
I'll be darned if I know where it went. I'm sure I had it this morning.
Homer, you mean I went through all that I did today and I'm not getting any money besides?
Well, my goodness, some people are so lucky. That was Mrs. Scott on the phone.
Mrs. Scott?
Yes, she got a paper napkin in the mail this morning and she unfolded it a while ago and there were $2 bills in it.
What?
And she doesn't even know what she did to win.
Homer, come on.
Henry, where are you going?
Just one certain place, Mother, and just go through one last simple explanation.
Hi, kids. I'm Henry, you doll. I got your invitation, and the answer is sure.
Why?
Well, Agnes, invitation? What are you talking about?
Well, the letter left at my door this morning asking me to the school dance. Signed, Henry Aldrich. Bye.
Now, listen, Henry.
Now, listen yourself, Homer. Right now, Mary won't even speak to me. We're out the $2 we made this morning, and now... And just what else did you stuff in those envelopes this morning, Homer?
Yes, things can get complicated like that. But haven't you noticed this, ladies? No matter how many things there are to do around the house, a day never gets too complicated to turn out one of those easy-to-fix Jell-O desserts. Yes, Jell-O in those six delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. All six are rich with that wonderful locked-in goodness. Flavors so tempting and fruit-like, it reminds you of the orchard and the berry patch. No wonder Jell-O is America's favorite gelatin dessert. So look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. That name, Jell-O, is a registered trademark of General Foods. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Norman Tokar and Ed Jurist with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, The Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O Family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O Family.
That's Jell-O, yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings, yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings, yes, sirree.